The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, a typical Irish summer weekend might include a dip in the sea, a blast of sunshine, if you're lucky, and a barbecue with family and friends. But have you ever considered how green is it to grill outdoors and what impact your alfresco cooking might have on the environment? News Talk reporter Sarah Madden joins me now. Morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Pat.
Are you about to be a killjoy?
I think I might be, unfortunately.
You have lots of tips on how to barbecue better, but let's get the bad news out of the way.
Okay. So we don't have the specific stats on the environmental impact of Ireland's barbecue season, but energy experts in the UK say barbecuers there emit enough CO2 to launch 261 rockets every summer. If we look across to our friends in America, they will use the same amount of energy as 20,000 households do for a whole year in just the 4th of July weekend.
Wow.
I know. Now, obviously, we're a much smaller nation and our dent is going to be lower. But as we'll learn later, the barbecue is becoming an ever more popular form of cooking here. And with just one charcoal barbecue session releasing the same amount of carbon dioxide as a 40-kilometre car journey, the eco impact is definitely worth thinking about. I asked Dubliners if they've ever considered the environmental impact when they fire up the grill.
My dad's a big barbecue man, but my dad would actually barbecue all year round. He'll barbecue with an umbrella in the middle of winter. So we're big barbecue people.
Oh, well, I do love a barbecue. I do love a juicy burger with loads of vegetables on it. But yeah, no, I do. I love a barbecue. Just there's nothing better in the summertime, you know, having a nice barbecue with all the people you love and a few chains for some Frank Sinatra, maybe. I don't know.
And why do you think people love barbecue so much?
I think it's because, well, mostly the men do the cooking. The women might do the preparatory work, but certainly the men do the cooking. And there's less cleanup because nobody pays that much attention to the fine details of it.
A lot of it's the taste. I think things just taste better when they're barbecued. Mm. It gets, especially people that use the different types of wood chips and they get the different flavors in there, hickory flavored versus, you know, other flavors. And also it's just a fun time.
And what are your favorite things to eat at a barbecue?
Spicy margaritas.
Chicken on a barbecue or ribeye steaks.
Chicken toys, some hot dogs and some burgers and some chicken burgers.
Prawns on skewers, which are absolutely gorgeous.
Potato salad, coleslaw, baked beans, corn on the cob.
It's all about the sauces for me and all the dips and condiments.
I'm like a carnivore, so whatever they put in front of me, I'll eat it.
I'm wondering if you ever think about the eco impact of your barbecue. Is it something that would come to mind at all?
I've never thought about that. I just, when I cook in a barbecue, I just, I apologise to anybody that's listening, but I just like my food and that's it.
To be honest, it's never crossed my mind.
Some people take it really to the extreme with the barbecue. It's just a normal classic barbecue, I think it's fine. I know the smoke and stuff is bad and all, but what can you do? A little small barbecue, I don't see any harm.
No, I reckon, and it's probably like an Irish condition, but I think people probably think it's better for the environment. And it's probably not, but I'd say there's a lot of Irish mammies who are like, I should eat outside. So that's got to be better for the environment. We don't get enough sunshine to be worrying about that, I think.
I'm still not going to give up barbecues, so.
Well, I suspect a lot of people at home will be thinking exactly the same thing. Mm-hmm. So what is it about the classic Irish barbecue that creates the most trouble environmentally?
Well, they're actually problematic for a number of reasons, Pat, which may sound like a negative thing, but that also means we can tackle these eco issues from a few different angles. So to get a grip on the worst of it, I spoke with John Gibbons, the environmental journalist, in his own garden, where he may do some outdoor hosting of his own this summer.
Some of the impacts that you might want to consider are actually quite local impacts. So, for example, if you choose, say, a charcoal barbecue versus a gas barbecue, the first thing about that, of course, is you're putting a lot of aerosols, as in pollution particles, into the air. So people like you operating the barbecue or people around you are basically going to be inhaling PM2.5s and PM10s. These are basically very fine particles. They're pollutants and they're really not the stuff you want to be inhaling. In terms of kind of environmental do not do's, I'd say top of the list are disposable barbecues. Unfortunately, they're readily available. They're in most shops, most supermarkets sell them, but really they're from an environmental point of view, from a waste point of view. And we also find these littered around the countryside. People take them out, they're very handy, they light them up, and then they leave them. You know, that's something we need to avoid. But I do think, for example, in a warming Ireland where we're seeing, apart from the downpours, we're also seeing more droughts, something to consider with barbecues, especially those portable barbecues, is that they represent a fire hazard. If they're taken out onto the wild, up onto places like Howth Head and so on, they represent the real possibility of starting wildfires. And that's something which we're seeing more and more of in Ireland. Obviously, there are other things that go with barbecuing, that the outdoor lifestyle, whether it's disposable crockery, disposable plates and so on, there are things, again, you got to consider. The root of most problems that we have environmentally and ecologically in the world today are because we burn too much stuff and we throw too much stuff away. And barbecuing, in a sense, kind of brings those two things together.
Oh my goodness, perish the thought. Like, you could set a wildfire off.
Yeah.
You might litter the place with your aluminium barbecue that's left over after you've done your stuff.
It's true.
And then on top of that, you're putting toxins into the air and burning carbon. Anyway, what about trying to get a handle on the normal domestic barbecuer and how much damage they might be doing? Can you give us some comparison?
Yeah, absolutely. So we know that on average during the summer, people will have 6 barbecues.
Yeah.
And that is actually going to emit the same amount of carbon into the atmosphere as a flight from Dublin to Manchester. That's with a charcoal barbecue. So there are good switches that we can make, like, let's say, to a gas barbecue, which will emit 3 times less carbon. So that's quite an easy switch that people can make. But technology is catching up here, Pat. So I went down to Outdoor Living in Glen of the Downs in County Wicklow. And there I spoke with Owen Kennelly, who's the assistant store manager. Now, he told me that the store has actually developed itself into a barbecue centre to keep up with the growing popularity of the market here in Ireland.
A lot of people brought it back from Australia. It's really in the culture there, and from America, and it's really becoming an all-year-round phenomenon, really, because people are getting more shelters in their barbecues, more covered areas in their barbecues with pergolas and things like that. So it enables them to cook outdoors in Ireland more during the year, you know, so it's thriving, really.
And what are the most popular barbecues then with Irish people now? Are they thinking bigger is better? What's the trend?
It's driven by budget, how many is in your family. It's driven by what the neighbour has, what they've seen. Another thing people are becoming more aware of now is the environment. Customers do tend to ask those questions relevant to the environment and how friendly each barbecue is towards the environment. I would say charcoal would be worst for the environment. The carbon in the charcoal going into the atmosphere, creating soot and atmospheric dust isn't great. However, it still remains very popular, and that's why the gas to coal and the hybrid system, where one day you want to use gas and the next day charcoal. So I'd say gas then is the second most harmful, and I'd say the least harmful would be electricity and electric barbecues. Like, we have the Smarty electric grill here now, and a lot of people, especially in balconies where they can't use gas, but also people who are conscious of the environment, that is better than the using of charcoal and gas. So it's only starting for electric barbecues, and it hasn't even kicked off yet. So what we will see in the next 5 years is electric barbecues more than likely, if not being comparable in sales to gas and charcoal barbecues, and long-term overtaking, I would say.
So we may be plugging in our barbecues in years to come. Just a quick one. You saw those electric barbecues being demoed down there in the Glen of the Downs, did you?
Oh, yes, yeah. Well,
and do they have coals on top of them? You know, these coals, lava or whatever it is, to try and give you the barbecue flavour.
I think they give you certainly the atmosphere, they give you the feel. They've also got pizza ovens down there and fire pits. They've come out with this sort of Celtic egg that combines this sort of Japanese style of barbecuing, because what's happening now is people aren't just trying to, you know, burn the living daylights out of whatever it is they put on the barbecue. They're getting really interested in different kind of cooking styles as well, whether it's smoking or slow barbecuing. It's a whole thing.
Now, the equipment is only one part of the equation. What about the stuff you're throwing on the barbecue?
Yeah, no, you're right. What you're cooking on is one thing, but what you cook on it is equally important, especially when it comes to sustainable barbecuing. So I spoke with Chef Orla McAndrew, and she's a zero-waste wedding caterer. She recently did a vegetarian barbecue wedding, so she's the exact person to talk to about this. She had all sorts of tips on what to make for an eco-friendly feast.
Well, the first one is to shop from your local butcher and your local greengrocer, because if you're buying locally, that's automatically reducing carbon footprint. Considering using more vegetables in your barbecue, it's a bit maybe of a controversial statement. Grilled aubergine and lovely sweet corns and sweet potatoes. Tomatoes are in season at the moment and they're just incredible. Leaves are really coming into their own. All the herbs are up and bountiful at the moment. So they're a wonderful way of marinating and getting them through salads. And baby salad potatoes are plentiful at the moment. If and when you are choosing meat, look for different types of protein sources. Venison is actually a really good source for low emissions because deer are known to damage trees. So there's one argument out there that would suggest that actually eating venison on your barbecue might be better for the environment than other types of meat. Also, fish is a fantastic and really easy to cook food item for the barbecue. And there's always fish in season in Ireland, and it's a great way of supporting our local fishermen as well. The tendency when we're hosting barbecues is to do masses of platters of whatever we're doing, forgetting that we might only be feeding 12 people. So my really strong recommendation is to do little batches. If you want plenty of colour and flavour, make it lots of different things. That's all good. But we don't need masses of everything. And get that food back into the fridge within 3.5 hours. Health and safety standards would suggest that it needs to be dumped after 4 hours. So just make sure that it's not sitting around all day and that it can be used again the next day. Because you've gone to lots of trouble to make it and it's perfectly usable again.
And that's Chef Orla McAndrew. Mm-hmm. I know some people listening will be saying, oh, here we go again. The eco-obsessed are coming for our Barbies now. So is there any way of hosting a barbecue this summer that is sustainable but not shy of fun and festivity?
There is, of course, Pat. And actually, I caught up with sustainability content creator Shannon Healy, who loves herself a summer barbecue and she loves throwing them at home. So she told me that one of the best ways of doing it is getting the guests kind of involved, you know, making sustainability a theme, let's say. And it's a good way also of sort of spreading these practices to other people who might be barbecuing themselves during the summer. She has loads of advice on sort of small changes that can make a big difference and relieve any guilt we might have about enjoying ourselves a barbecue this year.
Definitely, you could invite people over to your house or wherever it is you're having a barbecue and say, you know, I want to do this low impact. Maybe if we could all come together in the one car, that saves people from driving over. It saves, you know, on the impact of cars on the road. And with that, then you could say, you know, don't be afraid, bring your own lunchbox. I mean, people are probably going to be bringing their own beer. So, you know, BYOL as well, bring your own lunchbox. Mm-hmm. So that way, then you're encouraging people that there'll be no food waste and people can not only have some good food while they're at the barbecue, but also the next day too. In terms of being more sustainable, you could not use any like single use cutlery, single use napkins, plates, just use what you have lying around the house. You know, one thing that I would definitely recommend for a barbecue is setting up a bin system. So just have everything really clear. Your compost is on one side, your waste is on the other, and your recycling bin is on another side. So as you go, things are really clear. I would always recommend using the dishwasher. It uses on average 4 times less water than hand washing does. And also it's way easier as well. I mean, if you have a big party coming over, you don't want to be spending hours at the sink while everyone is outside yapping by the barbecue. Definitely show off any no mow may if you have that still going in June, or maybe leave a patch, you know, to show all of the lovely wild native Irish flowers and grasses that you may have growing in your garden. Do you have any flowers growing that you could just pop on the table rather than using balloons or any plastic decorations that you may want to use? I would always use for more natural decor. I think it looks way nicer outside.
Now, that's sustainability content creator Shannon Healy. Some of the text coming in on foot of your reports are fascinating.
Oh.
I love barbecue and I have one whenever possible. However, I feel the disposable barbecue is a menace to society. Seems to be worse this year. I've seen so many abandoned on our local beach. People, by all means, enjoy a barbie on the beach, but please bring the used barbecue home. The used barbecue is a hazard bath to wild animals and to the people who have to pick them up after you, says Mick in Connemara. I always use charcoal. What a load of rubbish. More green nonsense. Oh, we get a few days sun a year for a barbecue. Let us have some fun, please. And they wonder why the Greens are losing support. I grew up in Australia. We have barbecues in most public parks. They've been electric and free for at least 40 years.
Fantastic.
I didn't know that. No. A vegetarian barbecue? That's just cruel. Yeah, why don't you remind me of the best thing about barbecues, but serve the garnish instead? What about all the wars going on and the impact of all the bombs and rockets exploding for a moment? Think of the impact on the environment these are having. Indeed, absolutely. The carbon footprint of war is something we looked at on this program before, and it is immense. Whatever about the environmental effects of barbecues, the health effects are far more serious. Carcinogens created by cooking food over an open flame change your DNA and increase the risk of cancer. Stay clear of barbecues, says one. And another one says, so Eamon Ryan is coming to get our barbecues. Remind him how the Greens got roasted at the weekend. So there you are. Sarah, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.